Today we'll be referring to the gospel as narrated by Matthew, the 14th chapter and the 22nd verse. I'll be reading today from the New International Version. Today's scripture is one of the most familiar of Jesus' life and ministry. It's also one that we might muddle with other accounts of Jesus and the disciples on the Sea of Galilee. Quickly summarized, this is Matthew's account of Jesus walking on the water and Peter walking out in faith to meet him. Taking us back to the events which immediately preceded this iconic moment is important. The disciples had witnessed the miraculous. Jesus had fed the multitude. Although the word tells us that there were 5,000 men, biblical scholars put it at as many as 20,000 people, all from the lunchbox of a small boy, loaves and fishes. We pick up here, beginning at verse 22. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side of the lake, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, crying out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it is you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Lord, open our eyes to see you and bless the words of my lips and the meditation of all of our hearts as we seek you today. As I mentioned earlier, I was very honored to have been asked to share this message